This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by BEX. Since 1937, BEX has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. We're on the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up a shortened trading day in the ag marketplace due to Christmas Eve, and of course Christmas tomorrow, the markets will not be trading. Bill, what are we seeing going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Yeah, first of all, to all the listeners out there, Merry Christmas. Have a great night tonight and great Christmas tomorrow. It's a holiday shortened week. Today we close in about 4 minutes at 12:05, close tomorrow, of course, and then we reopen Friday or Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. Not much going on today. It's just a choppy holiday trade. We did have exports yesterday that were very good. Beans at 1.7 million metric tons. For the year, they're up 21%. Corn, 1.12 million metric tons. For the year, up 27%. Wheat, 403,000. For the year, up 27%. So exports are good. Of course, the pressure in all these markets, particularly beans, is the great weather in South America continues. Sooner or later, they'll dial in that crop, but they haven't yet.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At BEX, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. BEX, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BEXHybrids.com.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. March corn up 0.75 cents at 448.5. January soybeans up 5.75 at 975.25. January soybean meal up 340 at 292.90. Soybean oil down 39 cents at 39.84. On the Merc, February live cattle down 7 cents at 187.37. January feeders down 75 at 255.85. February lean hogs went unchanged at 84.37. Pork cutout also went unchanged at 92.47. Those are closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.